This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Driving you home safe. Power Drive with Thabiso Kotane, 3 to 6 p.m.
19 minutes to 6. So, yeah, I mean, there is a diplomatic spat currently taking place between America and China, all because of a visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who decided to undertake a visit to Taiwan. And, you know, all manner of diplomatic maneuvers are taking place there. And China has also announced that it will conduct what they call live fire military drills encircling Taiwan, in a move Taipei's defense ministry defining as threatening the island's key ports and urban areas. Professor Sphaman Dlazondi, Professor of Politics and International Relations at UJ, joins us on the line. Prof, good evening to you. How are you?
Good evening, Thabiso, and good evening to the listeners. I'm good.
Yeah, so contextually, how would you explain the whole difficulty in terms of China and Taiwan? Because China says, nope, they're part of us. Taiwan says, nope, we are an independent country. Apparently, it dates back centuries with the Republic of China and the China Republic of whatever the case may be. But if you can just explain to us, please, Prof.
Yes, what has actually happened is this. In 1949, a group within the revolutionary movements in China breaks away from the main group and decides to occupy an island within China, which was called Taiwan. And when they get there, they decide to establish a republic under Chiang Kai-shek. And when they established that republic, and they established it in 1949, remember that's after the Second World War, and they take advantage of the divisions in the world. And since they were living in the mainland as they crossed the straits into Taiwan, was a communist revolutionary movement that was changing all of China. They decided to make themselves very different and align themselves to the United States, so that they can protect themselves. At a time when the United States was leading one bloc, which was liberal, Western, against the Eastern bloc, which was communist, including Soviet Union at the time. So this division continued. So when the new world, the post-Second World War order was created, the United States brought Taiwan in, and Taiwan is sometimes called the Republic of China. That's what its formal name was. So they represented the Chinese people from that island until 1971. The mainland China was represented by Taiwan. It's only 1971 then that things shifted. Then the mainland China represented all the Chinese people, and Taiwan was de-recognized and then was moved out of the United Nations. And since then, it's been battling to try and regain recognition. It kept losing formal recognition across the world in a big way, then becomes isolated.
I see.
That order has been ended, but what the United States see in it, they see a pawn they can use to continue the Cold War fight against China. And by finding it as a little base very close to China, right at the belly of China, that they can use to contain China, to limit China, or later dominate China.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it was also an issue here in South Africa as well. And the question, I think, at the time was whether or not to recognize Taiwan. I think eventually, if my memory is not failing me, it was former President Mandela who really took a decision on it to say,
yes,
we are close to China, and that's it.
The apartheid state did not recognize the People's Republic of China, which is called mainland China, but it is recognized the Republic of China, which is Taiwan. The main that though the United States itself moved from Taiwan to mainland China in the 1970s, some members of its bloc refused to follow the United States, and they've continued to recognize Taiwan over China. When South Africa was confronted by that after 1994 to make a choice between the two, over 50 other countries were also making the same choice, and they all made a choice in favor of mainland China. It makes logical sense. It almost a billion at the time, almost a billion people, a big economy, a growing economy. Or you choose a province of this, that, as it was understood at the time, which was smaller, have little word, and is increasingly being isolated. So we chose Chinese, as everybody did. Now the whole of Europe did the same thing, and almost the whole of the world does it. In Africa, there's about two countries that still recognize Taiwan. I know that Swatini is one of them.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting how Democrats are approaching this as well, because Pelosi says I'm going there because, you know, we can't be told by China what to do and who to associate with. The president, that is Joe Biden, says, you know, the timing of it and just the visit on its own at this juncture does not seem to represent the interest of the US. That for me is something that came out a bit interesting.
It doesn't actually matter whether it is Republicans or it's Democrats. The U.S.'s pivotal interest is to checkmate this fast-rising China because it threatens to dislodge it. Others do not actually threaten to dislodge it. Russia is very far from dislodging. But China is the second biggest economy and power right now. It is second biggest military power in the world. So the United States' biggest fear is that as it has stopped growing and China is growing, the natural law of growth is that the one who continues to grow will pass the one who stopped growing. And the one who has been ahead all the time has two options, either to adjust to this reality and redefine their role, or try that losing game of trying to stop
slow the other one down. The fast approach.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, it's not. It's impossible. You are not going to stop.
So, Prof, I don't know, but I see a little bit of similarities between what has happened between Russia and Ukraine here, because we were told, no, it's just a military drill, nothing to it. But here we are, still finding the two countries in a war. Between themselves, and some said, "Nah, this could be one of the shortest wars, 2-3 weeks, a month at the most, but it's still carrying on at the moment." Now, with China doing these live fire military drills in, I think they said six areas surrounding Taiwan. Could it get to a point where Russia finds itself with Ukraine at the moment?
The only real similarity between the two is that just as the war between Russia and Ukraine is not about Russia and Ukraine, but more about Russia against the West, similarly, what is happening in the Taiwanese Strait has nothing to do with Taiwan, but has to do with Russia and the U.S. So it's all about power games. The United States would wish, that is what it had hoped for, to bring Russia into the fold, because it's a white nation. Remember, it's a white nation, and I'm hoping that it would consolidate the white world. But it never actually worked as that. So they're finding all manner of ways to bring it down. Before they supported internal oppositions in the past, they sponsored revolutions, and they've tried everything, including this now, of trying to bring NATO right on the border with it, in order to simply try to force it to belong. It's similarly with Russia, with China. They are trying to discipline it because the West, unlike the rest of us, cannot fathom a situation where they are not in charge of the world. They are simply part of everybody. In the Western mind, you can't have a system of everybody where everybody is equal. You can only have a system where the worst is the first among the equal. People who are born in hierarchy, at the top of a hierarchy, find it very difficult to belong in the mix of everybody. It's a very difficult thing for them. We must really sympathize with the folk that they will never understand being in the mix. They must be in charge by hook or crook.
Thanks for your insights, Prof. We really appreciate it as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I hope that gave a little bit of perspective with regards to this whole, political situation between China and Taiwan, and of course the U.S. being the elephant in the room, if you will. 6:09, what Taguan on the roads.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.